Copyable, and Thanks for sending those pictures this morning. Sounds like you're having a good time with that History Channel thing. So I wish you luck with it. Maybe you can, maybe the next meeting you can go into a little more detail. So over to you, Roby.
Charlie, you have the
email this space. And that's it over the last couple of months. Or he can pass it along to you. Steve, you were kind of choppy there. You're in and out of the machines. I didn't quite get your question, but I have the master database for everybody, and I think I have your email address. Was that your question? I was moving around a little bit, so that was my... Over. Let me just check my computer here. I'm pretty sure I have you in there. Are you there or not? Actually, no, I don't have you in here. I thought I did. Are you good on QRZ.com?
Yes, I am. QSL, I am. I'm on QRZ.com.
Breaking up again, but no good to it. I can just look it up on there and add you to the list, so no problem. So let me give it over to Phil, KC2DXM. How you doing? Looks like we lost Phil for now, so let me stand by, see if Moby's back. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
WB2YZX and the K2IRT group, is this a little better?
Lot better.
Lot better.
Yeah, I did the master reset earlier tonight because I got some strange readings here. And new decimals, new information came up on the screen that I never saw before. And apparently it's another offset frequency from 2.5 kilohertz, 5.0 kilohertz, 7.5. It's another frequency shift. And like all good stereo instructions, the ham radio manual doesn't tell you how to turn it off. So what I did was I just went back to the basic VFOA, did a retune, and I don't know, I'm going to have to see how I'm going to have to put this back in memory again. But I'm not going to play around with it tonight. All right, I'm back. let me just drop the repeater for a second.
K2AXZ for the K2IRT group.
Got a great phone call this afternoon. I was over at the nursing home visiting Mom, and Greg called me up, and he sounded a bit flustered. Apparently, he and Neville got the date wrong for our meeting. They thought today was the meeting. So they showed up at the control center with bagels and lox and cream cheese, and they were a little bewildered. Let's turn it back over to Phil, KC2DXN, got WA2AXZ and the K2IRT group. Bring anything in that neck of the woods there. Is Val on?
Roger Lovey, still here, hanging in there, waiting for you to come back. And you came back in style. Nice and clear. How are you reading me? Am I still clear over there? Because I guess the guys got a little frustrated because, you know, there was so much QRM there. And maybe they thought it was the repeater as opposed to, I don't know, as opposed to whatever it was.
Sure, this is KB2VEQ back over to you, Lovi. WB2AXV and the K2R debug.
KB2VEQ and the K2IRT group. No value, sound great. And this is the first time you're hearing me today with full power. I'm running this thing at about 50 watts. I decided to press the magic button. And I'm using not the roof antenna, but I'm using the antenna that K6KPJ made to have it out of the window there. So it seems to be hitting the repeater much better. But I'm back, and I said after the net, I'll get on 160, check in, and give me some time to read the book again and find out what all these new little indications are. I think what I'll have to do is I'll have to tear the thing apart, change the battery, and start from scratch. But since this is pretty much the only frequency in the 440 frequency on this net, I'll put that in and we'll see how far we go from there. All right. So Val, what else is happening on your end of the woods? Go ahead.
Okay, I was just letting it drop out there for a second. Well, not much going on. The usual, you know, doing our thing in emergency exits, and we got some, I have a meeting, I guess, next week to see what's happening with the flushing line. Some SAID, whatever that is, I don't know what the acronyms are, but we'll see what happens and see what my involvement is going to be in CBTC, computer-based train control for the 7 line. So just waiting for that to come up next week, and we're still continuing with our fire and security alarms throughout the system, and a little CCTV projects coming up and around, and I think we have a fiber optic connection for CCTV over at 14th and 8th. And so it's, you know, business as usual for me. I tried emailing you, and I got a kickback. I guess you had a message on there that you were out of the office or something. I guess you got my email. Other than that, that's about it. Trying to stay warm in this below freezing degrees and stay in as much as possible. Oh, that's about it for me. This is KB2VEQ and the K2RT bunch. Back over to you, Lovie, WB2AXV.
WA2AXV for the K2IRT group there. And, yeah, Val, as I said, everyone's moving forward. The MTA came out with their wonderful financial projections for the next 5 to 6 years. And all things being said, they really shafted the power department quite nicely. We had several projects going for old substation modernization. They cut it down to one. They cut everything down to one. So we're going to have to keep the old stuff alive for another 5 years. In addition, they said now that the opening of the 2nd Avenue subway is going to be extended 2 to 7 years. So I can imagine, we've always been saying it privately in the system there, that don't hold your breath. We're never going to see the 2nd Avenue subway. All right, let's turn it over to Steve again, see what Steve has to say. KB2NX, hold the mustard, the K2IRT group.
Toby, just getting back in the car. This is KB2NX with the K2IRT group. Well, you know what? They've been planning the 2nd Avenue subway since the early 1920s, so I've given up holding my breath a long time ago and figuring we'll all be in a higher or lower place depending upon what you're shooting for by the time all this happens. So I don't hold much hope for it. They've allocated money about 3 or 4 times over the last 70 or 80 years for this thing, and I don't think I'll believe it when I see it. So that's that. I'm also curious what kind of mobile rig that you're using there. It was interesting saying that you had 7.5 KC steps on that. I'm wondering how new that radio is or how old it is. Anyway, I'm coming through on the UHF side of the system, the main hub UHF frequency, because the 2 meter 145.23 frequency just does not cut it with a portable from this distance. So anyhow, glad to see that the special is working out okay for the History Channel, Lobi. You'll have to let us know when that's scheduled to air. WA2AXZ with the K2IRT group, K82NX, over.
K2NX and the K2IRT group, you got WA2AXZ here.
Well, they told me it's supposed to air sometime in May. And knowing my luck, I'll probably be in Dayton when they decide to air it. But they told me I'm going to get a hard DVD copy of it. And Joe's going to get one for that matter, too. Yeah, it's a big electrical, 1 hour electrical special on Tesla, encompassing his inventions, his work with the radio frequencies, electric power, his battle with Thomas Edison, AC versus DC. So, I couldn't resist. I couldn't resist, injecting a little ham radio into the works. So when I set up a display table, of course, we had the power cables and the AC generators and the little doodads. And I had to put my D104 with the K2IRT logo on it. And that featured prominently while I was doing my explanations and displays. So we'll see what happens. We talked a lot about Tesla and radio. And, of course, hold on. Everyone believes that Marconi was the great inventor of radio. But after a long court battle in 1943, the U.S. Supreme Court, and along with Congress too for that matter, declared that Tesla was the true father and inventor of radio. So while we still bow down to Marconi, Marconi pretty much worked to have cross oceanic communication. But all the basic principles for transmitting, receiving, tuned frequencies, and everything else belongs in Tesla's lab. Hold on 1 second. Again, this is the K2IRT New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, meeting on this frequency every Thursday night from 8 to 9 o'clock to have a general chat about everything. From trains, planes, to just about anything goes on the table. And you don't have to be a member to join. If you want to check in and be part of our group, come on in now.
This is KT2NT.
KT2NT, good evening. Come on in and make one.
Good evening to all on frequency. This is KT2NT. My name is Pete. And I retired from the system in 1985. But nice to hear you fellas throwing things around. I am I'm in and out with the group. I just want to get my name on the roll. And let's see, the gentleman that, the WA2 station, is that you, or is he on frequency, over?
That's me. The Whiskey Alpha 2, Alpha X-Ray Zulu. How you doing, Pete? We talked last week. So what's going on?
Okay, very good. Let's see. A fellow that's retired from the system, but he is still working with a private contractor. Larson, Bill Larson. Does that name ring a bell to you?
I know Bill very well. Matter of fact, sometimes I see him at the King's Highway train station. He told me to pass regards to you, and as soon as he could find one of his HD, I'm pretty sure he hasn't been on HD in ages, and he's about to have to learn how to use that thing all over again. I told him about the net, I gave him the frequency. He's a very good friend of mine, going back quite a few years.
Okay,
maybe next time, if anyone would like to ask me any questions about what I did, maintenance of way, all those years, building and installing switches for the whole system, I would be glad to answer any questions. I came in contact with everyone from all the various departments, power, signal, TMO, and the whole bit, but pretty sure most of those guys have retired by now. Go ahead.
I used to have a good bunch of people hanging on. As I said, I've only been there for, this is my 38th year. I'll retire when I stop having fun. But, listen, you pass along to Bill my best regards. Tell him Lobie, you'll see him again up at the control center. And just tell him, if you can just give him our email, or you can probably still find me in the TA register. My call letter is wa2axz@arrl.net, and we'll have a chat that way there. Yeah, definitely. Keep on poking and prodding, Bill, to get back on the air. That's what we've been doing all across the board. Everyone we meet who's been on the radio and gave it up, you got to light a little fire. Get the bug going again there. All right, Pete. Let me turn it over now to Charlie, WB2YZX. Hey, Charlie, thanks for taking over for me. This thing seems to be behaving itself now, Dad.
WA2AXZ, WB2YZX. Yeah, okay. When in doubt, reboot. And that goes for just about everything, I guess, nowadays. Okay, very good. And, Steve, I added you to the roster. I got your email address off the QRZ.com. I like your picture there, too. Pretty cool. And good evening to Pete also. And Pete, if you like, would you like to be added to the roster and the email list?
Yes, that would be nice. Let's see. Yep, I'm okay on QRZ.com. Go ahead.
Look at that, you got a lot of rigs there, that's good. Way ahead of you. Okay, very good. So you can keep up to date on activities and some interesting emails and things around. So the roster is getting nice and big here. I got about 37 people on there now, and the club started with about half a dozen of us. So very encouraging, and maybe we'll double in a few years, who knows. And that's about it from me. Back to you, Lobie. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
Hi, WB2YZX from the K2IRT group, WA2AXZ. Yeah, I was talking to Andy, and Andy and his cousin confirmed that they are going to be going to Dayton this year. So I told everybody I've got that cabin, that lodge out of KOA campground. So he and his cousin are going to take two out of the three spots in the camper there. But with the other fellow that I normally go out with, KG4WEL Scott, had to cancel because his wife had an operation, and pretty much all the co-payments went into that, and that took care of him for Dayton this year. So we may open up the cabin for one more guy if anyone from the K2IRT group is interested. As for me, I reserve the campsite, and I'm praying. I'm sitting here. It's 17 degrees going to be tonight, and I'm praying that, number one, they deliver my knee jeep, and number two, they deliver the camper in time for date. Listen, all these manufacturers have a couple of months. They'll probably do it. But give me a chance to ride around after Dayton and start looking for a house in earnest out in the Pennsylvania area.
All right. Well, I'm happy to see this little radio is working again. I just don't relish taking everything apart to change that battery. Let's check again. Phil came back, KC2DXM. Are you still with us, Phil?
Yeah, in a manner of speaking, you know, I'm at work, so things do creep up. I have a trouble train in the yard, and I've been on the phone with my boss and DTC and all kind of things, the RCI, but I'm still here. You got your act together. Everything sounds fine like you normally do, so whatever you did, you know, it worked fine. Yeah, I know about those batteries. I have an old Yaesu rig, an FD2700 that, you know, acts flaky, and those older rigs is really a pain in the neck. I think that's a soldered-in battery, so I have so many rigs I never change it. I should really take it out to make sure that it doesn't leak. But I'm back, and I'm listening. Take care. I'll stay on the air a little bit longer, and hope everybody will stay nice and warm tonight, because I understand it's going to get really cold up by me in Orange County. It's supposed to go down to like 6 degrees. KC2DXM.
KC2DXM, you got WA2AZ and the K2IRT group.
Yeah, you're up there, at the 240 up there. What do you have, the RCT8 pulling in, giving you grief?
So, this fleet's R62As over here, and there's always something, you know what I'm saying? I can't really discuss it on the radio, but you just got to go through the proper motions to do it the right way. KC2DXM.
We'd have to get you hooked up with our other friend there, Peter, who works up at Metro North on the M7s. He's worked on the 162s, the 160s. He's worked on the 142As, and he did a lot of the warranty work and some of the great stories that he tells. I can only tell you, it's just amazing how we can keep our trains on the roll, man. But, hey, listen, this is the purpose. We come in, we come together, and we have a good time. This Friday, tomorrow, we had scheduled. This is the second Friday in a row where it's going to snow, and it squashed the installation of our new K2IRT quarters in Hamel. So I'm just waiting for a day when we're not going to get dumped on so I can start moving all these prefab panels in to make our new home out at the Hamel Y there. So I'll keep everybody informed. See what happens from there. All right, Val, come on in and make one. KB2VEQ for the K2IRT group.
Okay, Lovey, this is KB2VEQ and the K2IRT bunch. Yeah, I'm looking forward, really excited about getting a little home over on Hamel's Y. Hope we have a couple of big, nice windows, because I hate to distort that beautiful view of Jamaica Bay and the view of the city. Hopefully we can have the same view as we had in the tower. That's a nice one. I ship that all around the country through email and talk to everybody about it, in addition to us being in the QRZ magazine. I think that was one of the photographs also. Roger that. KB2VEQ. Back over to you, Lo.
That was the QST magazine in February 2005. Well, we may have another presence in an upcoming QST, because I sent that photograph that we took for the Modern Marvels. Gary Hobart and a fellow called Joel, one of the editors there. He liked it so much he had to put a caption on it. He thinks he's going to use it in upcoming QSC. So, hey, that's the purpose. You just keep the names in the forefront there. But I do love the series of emails that have been going back and forth today about Wally wanting us to alternative power source to get extra points. And some of the ideas I heard were everything from putting zinc strips and copper strips and lemons to riding a bicycle and putting a generator. And you know something? I wouldn't be surprised if people have done that in the past. Who knows? Let's turn it over to Peter. KP2NT. Come on in. P2NT, are you still out there, Pete? Nothing heard. We'll see if Steve has any comments on this. Steve, do you have any alternate power sources we can run our transmitters on? KD2NX, the K2IRT group.
Yeah, K2IRT group. This is KD2NX. Well, the bicycle thing is actually a very old idea. The GRC9 radio set, and I think the predecessor, I can't think of what the number is, but GRC9 was a post-World War II radio set, and quite a few of those portable World War II radio sets used hand crank generators or a stationary bicycle set up to run a generator to supply filament and E-plus for these portable radios. I think the Navy TBX had it, the GRC9 HF rig had it. I think it's about 15 watts of CW and about 5 or 8 watts of AM, but, yep, that's, what's old could be new again. Go ahead. Oh, and by the way, what rig are you using tonight, Moby, for that? The alternate power source, how about firing up an old rotary and, we'll get some, we'll get some tube rigs out there on 600 volts. WA2ANXD with the K2IRT group, KD2NX.
KD2NX and the K2IRT group. I don't know about that, but I think if we directly connect to the third rail, we need one heck of a dropping resistor to get that to 12 volts off the third rail and to run the rig there. That's what I worry about. Andy came up with the scheme. You know, we can use batteries. We've got all these substation batteries down there. And, you know, being 130 volts, we'll just tap off six of the cells and get our 12 volts and run off the batteries that way. But, you know, everyone has to remember in these substations, when the rectifier is on or when any kind of electronic device is on, there's a 720 hertz overtone due to the rectification process. So you know, we can experiment. It doesn't stop us from experimenting. But we all have to be ready. If we decide to do that, we may have to make a homemade filter just to clean up the DC a little bit. By the way, Steve, if you get home, Tom and the gang are on 160 now. It doesn't sound like you have too many static crashes, so it looks like it may be a quiet night tonight on 1871. We'll have to see. And I'm running the ICOM 3200A. This ICOM 3200A belonged to Peter up in system operation. The fellow retired, and I picked up the radio from him. It's a good 10 years old. It's a good 10 years old, but it seems to work for me, and I'm not going to ask it to do any more than that, Dad.
Well, running it up on that high power certainly helps. If you get a little bit concerned about it, but there's probably a medium power position on it too. And you're full quieting into the system with that Hustler lash up that you're using, the HF antenna. So, now that I'm going to have you upset in the apple cart now, you sound good. That's all we need to have the thing go off into no man's land in the middle of the net again. So, yeah, a set of a bank of capacitors would probably do the trick. put an isolating diode in there and a set of nice large capacitors, 50 volt caps or so, and that would probably do it. Probably work out very well, Lobie. Over.
As we're always open for suggestions, and if anyone has an idea of coming up with something unique, even to the point of tying a bunch of geese together and running them in a circle. As you were talking, I was thinking of that, and I can see the geese running around in the backyard of the powerhouse there. All right. Let's give it over to Charlie, WB2YZX, and then we'll pick up Val. Go ahead, Charlie.
QA2AXZ, WB2YZX. Yeah, well, this whole thing came about when we were talking about extra points for field day. And the rules say you can get 100 bonus points if you make 10 QSOs using natural power. Natural meaning something other than a dry cell, solar power, wind power, generator, something like that. And then I was in front of my computer anyway, so I decided to Google homemade batteries. And up came all these websites of things, how to make homemade batteries with Clorox and jalapeno peppers and lemons and things. I didn't really get a chance to look at all of this stuff, but I'm going to go back and check it out when I get a chance, because it seems kind of interesting. And I don't know, maybe we can get something like that. All we have to do is make 10 QSOs that way. It's whatever. We'll try something without killing ourselves anyway. So it should be fun anyway. So primitive fuel cell or something. Over to you, Lobie.
A team y'all pepper on a steam cage, yeah.
All right, have another check in there, and Andy just called me on the next cell. Hold on one second there. The new check in, come in, please.
Came into the CAF Mobile, I goes down New Jersey.
KA2CAF. And bear with us one second there. KF2WR, Andy, try to check in. Give it a go.
Hey everybody, Andy, KF2WR, Woodbridge, New Jersey. Am I making the machine box?
Yeah, these are Woodbridge, New Jersey. East front end of 147, 130, and Old Bridge together. The one closest to that one.
The KA2 CAF Mobile. Try it one more time and then we'll go to Andy.
Okay. Yeah, I said Andy is better off if he goes into the 147.12 receiver in Old Bridge. You know, 162.2. A lot closer to him. That's not here in Brooklyn. Name here is Neil.
Yes. All right, can you give me that frequency again? Repeat it so we can write it down.
Yeah, it's 147.120. 147.12. The email is 162.2. 162.2. It's Old Bridge, Singerville.
that with no problem.
Just set it off from the start, can't do the work.
It was a positive copy for Andy. Thanks a lot, Andy. We'll give it a try and see how far he gets with it there. All right, we do appreciate it. And what are you doing? You heading home from work, Neil?
You couldn't say that. I went over to one of the local radio stations where I do work to throw out my family trash for the week. I had a house fire, so they stopped all services. I have no garbage pickup at the house, so I go to the radio station to get rid of it. Yeah, Andy should be able to make it from the consistency I gave.
Terrible that is, because my daughter had one in her apartment earlier in the year, and God, what a mess. So, hope you're digging out and have a chance to rebuild and everything is back to normal before long. Go ahead.
I don't want to hog it up, but the fire was almost a year and 2 months ago. It's 14 months already, and they still haven't done anything to the house yet. So, that's what we're waiting on. The insurance company is moving. Well, I won't say, but, you know, that's the way it goes.
Sorry to hear that, but for our group here, you're welcome here anytime. Right. Let's see if Andy switched his frequencies on his new little radio there. KF2WR, did you pop the new frequency in? Like Andy's still plugging away. Let's go to the top of the list again. What else do we have here? Who did I end up with? Had Charlie? Let's see if Val's around here, KB2VEQ. Forgive me if I passed over you the first time, Val. I'm just trying to keep the list going here. Go ahead.
Okay, I guess that was station identification. Everything's great here, Lobi. I guess we're about on our final here. So I didn't have really anything else to add. Just, you know, struggling along with this repeater and QRM and whatever other elements that are not allowing us to get in clearly tonight. But anyway, we'll try again next week. And, well, we have the face-to-face next week. That's right. So I'm looking forward to that and seeing all of the movies and listening about the History Channel and all of the things the group usually bring in and good ideas and all of that. And looking forward to that coming up next Thursday. So I'm going to turn it back over to K2RTNet and back over to you, Lobi. And say goodnight, and God bless all that are on air. KB2VEQ, clear.
Val, before you go, I got a quick story for you and the gang. This past Sunday, Weimark had their hamvention, their little ham fest out in Hicksville, and I got there nice and early. Matter of fact, I met up with a couple of the guys from the 72 Rag Crew group, and had a nice chat, walked around, picked up a pocket full of little goodies, connectors, and some other stuff for the Jeep that I'm going to have to transfer the old radio to. But, you know, over here at the home QTH, I was always looking for a good mic stand, a little desk stand, you know, the round cast iron type. And then, to walk at the
Heil mic, and let's just put the Heil mic on that and just complete the set over here. What happened is I'm walking, looking at all the tables, and I see this.
So I picked it up and looking at it, and there's this old gentleman behind the table, and he says, "You know, you're holding history in your hand." And I said, "I am." Because you know me with history.
Oh, I said, "Wow." Well,
he says, "Turn it over and see what's on the bottom."
And I turned the thing over, and it's a regular regulation Atlas mic stand. It looks like it dates back from the 1930s. And someone has on the bottom, CBS Radio New York, number 18. And you sit back and you look at this mic stand, and I'm looking at the bottom of it right now, and it says CBS Radio. You wonder where this microphone stand has been. It could have been in the newsroom with Edward R. Murrow, Robert Trout, Walter Cronkite. This thing could have been on the Mercury Theater, the War of the Worlds. Maybe Fibber McGee and Molly or whoever did the CBS comedies back in the 30s and the 40s. So I bought the thing. I have the thing in my hand right now. Originally, I was going to sandblast it and give it a nice coat of paint, but I thought better of it the second time, and I said, nah, going to keep it just the way it is, guys.
Outstanding, outstanding. We're looking forward to seeing that. Take some pictures so you can show it to us Thursday. AV2VEQ.
All right,
look, you have a great night. Hope everyone is okay, the XYL and the family, and then we'll catch you during the week. Yeah.
Right.
Next on the list, let's see if Pete's still out there, KP2 and T. Pete, are you still with us? Peter, let's see if Charlie is still ruling the roost out there in the island of Fat. KB2, YZX, WA2AZ, and the K2IRT group.
KAZ, WB2YZX, yeah, I'm still here. And playing with my toys and... I really can't think of anything more to say at this point, so I'm going to be on the side. Let me say goodnight to everyone, and whatever, we'll continue with the good emails tomorrow, and I don't know if you hear that in the background. I get to go down about a quarter of a mile from the ocean. I get this very loud horn from a ship, I assume. Happens a couple of times a night. I don't know where it is, but boy, it is loud. Anyway, that's enough out of me. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
All right.
Pass emails along, and unusual power supplies will be the order of the day. Just too bad I don't have any of those Urenco flywheels. You can run it on a Urenco flywheel or something like that. There's always something, and we'll have fun doing it. We'll have fun doing it. Charlie, once again, thanks a lot. We're clear with you. Val is clear. Let's see if Steve is still up there. KD2NX. You get back to the home QPH, Steve.
Yeah, I'm back home here, Lobby. On a real radio here. On the 7800R mobile. And I've got 160 turned on here, so I guess when we're finished here, we can try going over there. It's about S9 noise level here. About average, but not doing too bad. So, other than that, I guess I see it's almost the almost 0 hour here. 5 minutes or so to 9 o'clock, so I'm going to say good evening, everybody. And Hope to catch you in here again. Everyone have a good night. 7-3 and God bless. And Lobby, I'll catch you down on the top band when we're through here, I guess. Rig is all set up and ready to go there on 160. So 7-3, y'all. We'll catch you in here again on the next time that K2IRT group is here on the air. WC2NX in the group, KD2NX will be listening out.
All right, jump ahead of me and just tell Tom I'll be there when I close the net in a few minutes, and I'll do my check-in. Gonna fire up the linear. My only source is to up at the home PCA. I'm gonna cuddle up to my radio. Take care, Steve. Let's go down to Phil, see if Phil has anything before we put a lid on it tonight. H2CXM, how goes the railroad now?
It's relatively quiet. I'm, you know, got everything more or less in line. All the ducts are lined up. As far as, you know, an alternate power source, my radio club in Orange County, for the past maybe 8 years, we've used solar power for field day. I used, in the past, a Swan 250 on 6 meters, an all tube rig, basically an all tube rig, Kenwood TS-520. The rig worked flawlessly. I had an SX-28 holocraft as a receiver we used to listen to shortwave at night. It's actually owned by the Beacon Sloop Club, an environmental group. Let me drop the carrier. And we get to borrow it because one of our members, who's the vice president of the club, actually was involved with building it. But I know Transit has tried, you know, to have people make suggestions about how to make Transit green. I think it would be an excellent idea if we can get in touch with the right people, turn around and maybe appropriate some solar panels and what's necessary to fabricate a solar trailer, just like what I'm talking about. And I think it would be something very nice to have available for the club. I don't know. What do you think, KC2DXF?
That's an interesting idea. Well, I work with the energy management group, and our guys have been helping with the power authorities to build everything from flywheels to fuel cells to those solar panels down at the Stillwell Yard, the Stillwell Terminal area. Yeah, maybe we can pick up a couple. That would be an interesting thing to see if they give us a few just to test that. We'll approach them. You know, we never say never. In the K2IRT group, when you have a chance to see some of the strange things that we've built and put together for the past three or four field days, the satisfaction of knowing we can do it, Ed.
Well, what they basically built is they used four solar panels, and I believe they were 80 watts each. The original concept was 4 6-volt batteries. They opted into a total of 6 6-volt batteries. They're basically golf cart batteries, but they're made for the purpose. It has a 1 kilowatt sine wave inverter and the charge controller and all that stuff. And it's on a small single axle trailer that can be pulled by a small SUV. The panels can be rotated approximately 180 degrees so that they face the sun properly, and it works like a charm. They do festivals up in Beacon, New York. They run all of the audio equipment, you know, for the musicians on this, and it's totally without using any power from the grid. They pride themselves on that. KC2DXM.
I like that.
That's a great idea.
All right. As I said, you're firing up everybody's imagination. Our club is relatively new, and we will be able to try something like that. I like that idea. So we're working on a more permanent site at the Hamels Y in the Rockaways. I told you we have that old 1905 substation there that was gutted and renovated, about 30 years ago.
and we have a whole upper area that we're going to put a modular building in there, and we're going to call that home. So once we have the permanent location set up, we're going to start experimenting with that. And there's always a good wind down in Hamels too. So really, if we get a tower installation, there's nothing stopping us from putting a fan up in the tower somewhere and generating a few watts that way too. All right, Phil, we'll keep in touch and definitely see what we come up with. But, you know, one of the key things with our club is we'll do it, we'll learn, and we'll have fun in the process there. Thanks a lot, Phil. KC2DXM, get the K2IRT group there. Let's just go down a couple more names now. KF2WR, Andy, come on in and make one. Pretty much any time. I don't have any meeting scheduled, so once you wrap up everything in the morning sometime, just give a shout and we'll talk.
Repeater there, we want to give them our heartfelt thanks for allowing us this hour.
Next Thursday, we're having our face-to-face meeting at the Power Control Center. And if anyone wants to attend, just email me or just check out the K2IRT or WA2AXZ on the QRZ pages there and get in contact with us. It'll probably be about 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock in Midtown Manhattan, man. Once again to everybody, 73s to all. And I'm going to QSY to 160 meters for a little bit for another grand chat. Get WA2AXZ clearing at this time. Bye-bye.